North Belfast MP Nigel Dodds. Good morning, Nigel.
Good morning.
Just before we get into the fuel duty, what's your reaction to the discovery of that undercar, that suspected undercar booby trap device in your constituency?
Well, I think it's an appalling situation. It's actually in West Belfast, but it's certainly very close to my constituency and the people who live in that area, and the schools and everybody else have been badly affected. It's absolutely reckless and appalling. Clearly, from talking to the police commander last night, he is indicating, or certainly it seems to be the case, that people are working the presumption that this was a bomb, which was an undercar device and may have fallen off a car, a vehicle. And I mean, clearly, there are terrorists out there who are targeting people. It's absolutely disgraceful and despicable. It achieves absolutely nothing. And in the midst of trying to target someone or other, there could have been absolute carnage in the area, because so many kids and residents nearby when this bomb, where it was discovered, it beggars belief what could have happened. So, I mean, it's relief that nobody has been injured or killed as a result of this, find where it is, but the hunt must go on to bring these people to justice.
Terry Spence says we are sleepwalking into disaster here if he doesn't get more officers.
Yeah, and we've talked to Terry Spence and the Police Federation many times about their concerns about security and so on, and we've said to him, and indeed said to the Chief Constable, that the Chief Constable needs to be coming forward with the demand to the Policing Board and to the Justice Minister and indeed to the Northern Ireland Office. If he believes that 1,000 extra officers are needed, then he needs to be backing that call, because, you know, one of the things...
Do you back it?
Well, we want to see more police officers, as many police officers as are required on the ground. We will be meeting the Secretary of State shortly, and we will be raising this issue with her, because the NIO still has a security input, and our party is raising it through the Justice Committee and so on. Whatever is required, to deal with the dissident threat, to deal with terrorism generally, must be provided, because there's nothing more important than providing peace and security and safety to our people. And, you know, the Chief Constable needs to be asked, I mean, what is his position? He's the man who has to make the official request. He's the man to whom government will respond. What's he saying about this issue of resourcing? What's he saying about the number of policemen and officers that are required at the moment? And clearly that's a very, very important fact.